And the title of today's talk is Padre Pio Sends Two Angels on a Special Mission. So please do stay tuned to find out about this. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we present to you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, an amazing saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, and he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and what his intercession can do for you. We'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for all of your generosity. You are the ones who are making all of these videos possible. So thank you once again. And anyone else who wants to help in our Padre Pio apostolate, a good way is by liking our videos, click that thumbs up, and also sharing the videos with your friends and colleagues. And of course, if you haven't already subscribed, do subscribe to our channel. Our story continues with this lady, Rosita Ardone, and she tells us the following, that for some time she had noticed a swelling on the right side of her neck. She said she thought it was just an infected ganglion, so nothing too serious. And then she continued that when she finally saw a doctor, the doctor diagnosed that she actually had a tumor, and he decided that it was necessary to cauterize this tumor. So he performed a small operation, burning the tumor out. And when he had performed this procedure, then he discovered that he had actually damaged the trimingual nerve. Apparently it's a nerve that connects to the tongue, and it is a nerve responsible for sensation in the face and also motor functions such as biting and chewing. It's quite an important nerve. It had been damaged. As if this was not enough, she also had to undergo radiation therapy in order to try and annihilate and destroy this tumor completely. So two operations had been performed, and still the tongue needed this third operation. And now Rosita was faced with this terrible ordeal. Of course, any surgery is not easy. She was faced with this ordeal, an operation on the tongue. Something could go wrong. So she now wanted to go and consult with Padre Pio in St. Giovanni Rotondo before this operation was going to happen. Rosita tells us she, however, found she could not afford the travel expenses and the accommodation expenses. It was just too much for her. At which point, divine providence came to my aid, Rosita tells us, and a friend hurried to offer to pay all of her expenses. And she accepted, thanking God for his kindness through the help of this friend. She had never been to St. Giovanni Rotondo before. So when she arrived in the station at Foggia, it was now the middle of winter. She tells us it was absolutely freezing and there was a biting snow falling. And at this point, she felt completely overwhelmed and alone. What should she do? She didn't know. So she had arrived by train in the town Foggia, which was 40 kilometers away from Padre Pio's monastery, and suddenly two young men dressed in black appeared, and they asked her, "Are you going to Padre Pio?" Rosita answered, "Yes, but I don't know which direction to go even." The two young men, they led her from the train to a bus which was waiting in the outside the station, and they told her, "This bus is heading to St. Giovanni Rotondo." She turned around to thank these gentlemen, but they were gone. They had simply vanished. Well, she thought, perhaps they've gotten onto the bus already. But when she arrived in St. Giovanni Rotondo, she watched everyone disembarking. These two gentlemen, they were not there. They had nowhere to be seen. After this, she decided, well, she's just not going to concern herself about these two gentlemen. And then she hurried off to the monastery. She now wanted to see, to meet Padre Pio. So she went there to the monastery and she made her appointment for confession. She had to wait a few days at least in order to be able to make her confession with Padre Pio. And she realized this was good because now she would meet the priest in confession. She could obviously make her confession, and she would also be able to discuss these other issues, to talk about her health to Padre Pio. So it seemed like the perfect solution. 3 days later, she now went to confession, and as she knelt down in the confessional, she had never met Padre Pio before. They hadn't even exchanged a word. And he said, "So were you happy that I sent you my guardian angels?" It was a bit of a surprising way to start a conversation. And completely amazed, Rosita answered, "So were those the two young men who helped me?" It's obviously in Foggia at the station. Padre Pio replied, "Yes, I sent them because you deserved them. You were alone and did not know which way to go." So Padre Pio's words were now describing exactly what she had been feeling at the time in Foggia. And so Rosita was still absolutely amazed now with what Padre Pio was saying. And so now she managed to explain to him about her health problems and that the doctor now wanted to operate on the tongue. She explained all of this to him, and Padre Pio turned to her and said, "No, my child, that will not be necessary." And then he raised his hand to heaven and continued, "Because the mercy of God rests on you, I will pray a lot for you because you deserve it." And told her as well, "Continue to stand for the good." So it's like he's telling her she's got this special mission in life. She has to continue to stand for the good. And he told her as well, "When you need something in the future, you do not need to come here. Just send your guardian angel. And if you perceive a fragrance, a scent, then it means I will be by your side." "In fact," Rosita said, "I had noticed this perfume many times before." And as it turned out, she was healed. This healing occurred as Padre Pio had indicated, without the operation. And then after a few years later, Rosita felt a pain again in the trimingual nerve. And so she prayed that Padre Pio would help her again. And then she heard the Father, that is Padre Pio, saying, "You have to suffer for the conversion of sinners." So it's very similar to the message of Our Lady of Fatima, suffering, offering up our sufferings for the conversion of sinners, this redemptive suffering for other people. "But you're blessed," Padre Pio said, "when you suffer. And you cannot imagine what our Lord Jesus Christ is preparing for you up there." It's obviously in heaven. So we know we all have our crosses to carry. And as Catholics, these can be something very redemptive. Part of our Lord's cross we carry. And each person, it can be different. Sometimes it might be our family falling apart, terrible sufferings there, or perhaps a job loss and other sufferings with that. But for her, for Rosita, her redemptive suffering was for the conversion of sinners. It was a physical ailment for the conversion of sinners, as Our Lady of Fatima had asked, without which would the salvation of these sinners even have happened? So she cooperated with God in the suffering. And just a reminder that we have a Mass celebrated every Friday in which we bring your intentions, everyone's intentions, to Padre Pio in this Mass. If you want to have your intentions then included in the Mass, all you have to do is enroll them. You can watch the video on the end screen how to do that. And please also do like our videos, share them with your friends and colleagues, and make sure that you have subscribed to our channel and click that reminder bell as well. Thank you for watching our video.